when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. It is, this here is the January the 28th in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2023. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. Why, like we said at every show just about, while we were yet sinning, while we're in the middle of sin, Jesus Christ paid the price. He died. He suffered. He was crucified. Died on the cross to pay our sin debt. You know, we can't work our way into heaven. There's nothing we can do. We're saved. I heard a minister say, I'll repeat this, the last week. I'm not a Baptist anymore. A minister told me that we're saved by God's faithfulness, not our faithfulness. He said, because there's absolutely nothing we can do. And that's true. People, with that in mind, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and with that, we got a tremendous show on tonight. Been a lot happening here in America, but that's all just a distraction from the really big stuff in the world. But anyway, people, you know, if you've been on this show long enough, listen to us, you know that we always go to a prayer, and that's what we're going to do right now. So if we would, people, please bow your head while we go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Eddie Miller, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, please look down and continue to give us your grace to protect us, Lord. We need it as much as we ever have in the history of the world. Satan is really getting the upper hand of this world, Lord. In the end, though, we're going to win. But, Lord, it looks like we're going to have to go through a lot of hard times before we do win, because of people all over the world, especially here in the United States, we have turned our back on God. We turned our back on you, Lord. We have totally rejected your son, Jesus Christ. And we're going to have to pay this price. That's what we're going to have to do. We're being chastised right now. Lord, I think it's going to get a whole lot worse. But, Lord, I will ask you, please, if you will, look down and protect your elect. Who are the elect? The elect are the people who follow your son, who are the followers of Jesus Christ, and who try to do just like John 3:16 says, Lord, for whose the Lord so loved the God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever should believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And that's what it is in a nutshell, Lord. So if you will, Lord, give us the knowledge, give us the wisdom to know who the enemy is of you, O God. Give us the wisdom and the courage to fight that enemy. Give us the guts, Lord, to never, never, ever fail to ride to the sound of the gunfire. I'll ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, tonight it's been kind of hectic. Our website's been taken down again. I was just telling our guest about that, and Jay. I can't get into my emails. We can't get into Blood River Radio website. It's been attacked. So we'll have to get our webmaster once again. Bless his heart. It takes time. It's like Sam said. I was talking to Sam 10 minutes ago. It takes time. Work. Money. It never ends. But that's what we have to. We'll do it until we run out of time, until we run out of money. And we can't do it without money, people. That's for sure. That's just the way it is. That's the way money is. So I'm hoping we're going out. And I'm hoping we can get the archives up in the next day or two, and hope we can get my email up. So if you send me emails and I don't respond to them, that's been happening a lot lately. If you've been tuning in, you know, we've been attacked a lot. That's been going on quite a bit. Anyway, people, after the prayer, we always go to our donors. We have, and without donors, without these precious handful of donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. So this month here, so far this week, Mr. Buddy, precious Mr. Buddy, golly, what, 93, 94 years old. He sent us a nice donation, really nice. He always does. And thanks you so much, Mr. Buddy, for helping us stay on the air. God bless you. We also have Jay-Z in Blood River Radio Zone AZ. He contributes every single month, just like clockwork. Thank you so much, Jay-Z, in Blood River Radio Zone AZ. Thank you so much. And we also have the Mighty Biscuit. I just talked to the Mighty Biscuit a few minutes ago, and I was telling him my troubles with the internet and stuff like that. And because I know he follows us real closely, and he's a heck of a guy. All 6 foot six, 355 pounds of him. You would not want to run up on this guy. I've seen him, and he is a big muscle guy. He looks like, I tell you what, he looks like a defensive lineman for a Super Bowl champion football team. I'm not kidding you. The guy is a brute. He's an all man. But thank you so much. And he's, listen, the guy's got a heart of gold, smart as a whip. Thank you so much, Biscuit. Thank you so much, Mr. Buddy, and Jay-Z from AZ. Thank you so much for y'all donating. That's the donors tonight, this week. I'm going fast, people. I'm kind of wound up. If you want to know the truth, I'm really pissed off. That's the reason I'm having a hard time keeping my my mind on what I'm doing and keeping my voice down, because I'm just so sick and tired. All we try to do is put out the truth. But hell no, these communist, Jews, Satan-worshipping bastards, they're not going to let us get the truth out if they can help it. But they're not going to stop us, I guarantee you. We'll be. They may interrupt us some, but we will not be all the way down. So please forgive me if I'm talking faster than usual, or unless I'm just kind of jittery or whatever, because I'm really, really hot. Anyway, here's the outline for tonight, folks. We have the one and only Mark Tommy coming on. He is one of the chief executives with the League of the South. I believe he's second only to Dr. Hill. I think this is the way it goes. I think it's Dr. Hill. He is the director of the League of the South, has been for years and years, for about 27, 28 years. We have Mark Tommy, an accomplished engineer, very intelligent man, who's second in command, and I believe it's probably Michael Tubbs, third in command. All stellar gentlemen, all stellar warriors. The second hour is going to be coming out. There'll be me and Mark riding shotgun for the first hour. Sister Nancy Hitt and Sister Monica Schaefer will be riding, she'll be handling the second hour. And the third hour will be Sister Nancy and Gene, the Bitter Ender Andrews. Just talked to him about 30 minutes ago. He's doing real, real well. They're going to have a dynamite program for y'all tonight, folks. They really are. And anyway, before I go to my little outline of what we're going to do tonight, on first hour, I'm going to introduce our guest. He's been on before, but just in case you don't know him, if you're just tuning in, hadn't met Mark before, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Mark Tommy. How are you doing tonight, Brother Mark?
Doing great, Eddie. It's a pleasure to be on with you again.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure having you on, because not blowing hot air, but you're always very intelligent. And you always, no matter what I've ever mentioned or brought up, you always know a good bit about it. That's for dang sure. You know, as you well know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on our Negro trouble here in Memphis. But as you well know, all the United States of America knows, we have this guy named Tyree Nichols, and these police pulled him over. Thank God there was five black police. They were operating out of this thing called a Scorpion unit. And the little research I've done, they said that the Scorpion unit was created under the watchful eye of our mayor here in Memphis, Tennessee, and the chief of police. And the reason they created the Scorpion unit was because the carjacking, the kidnapping, the grabbing white women off the streets in broad daylight, the rapes are totally, totally, totally out of control. You would not believe how bad it is. There's women getting grabbed, Mark, in a place, for instance, Germantown. It's not in Memphis. It's in Shelby County, though. It's an elite white area. Well, even in the elite part of the elite white area, white women have been snatched, to be raped and killed, like Eliza Fletcher was in Labor Day weekend this past year, in broad daylight. That's what's happening. So, in response to all this, supposedly, this Scorpion unit, I guess they're supposed to be like the Army Rangers. Well, the Scorpion unit, all five of them attacked supposedly this innocent black. The Scorpion unit said that he was driving out of control, reckless driving, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they beat him pretty much to death. Excuse this hack, y'all. I haven't been running today. That's usually what causes my hack. But I'll turn it over to Mark in just a minute because my voice is wearing down. But anyway, they were also the Scorpion unit. They were, you know, the drugs out of control. Like I said, the crime, you do not believe how bad the crime here is here in Memphis. And like I was telling Sister Nancy the other day, I'm kind of proud of our Memphis blacks because I guess that's the flip side of the coin. Our Memphis blacks, they spend all their time raping every night, raping and robbing and smashing and grabbing and kidnapping white people. So, I mean, if you ever tried to rape a 250-pound black woman, that's work. I've heard it. I've never done it. But they say it's really bad because sometimes, you know, the raper, the tables get turned. So they've been raping and looting and smashing and grabbing all night long. They don't have, they just don't have enough energy left to riot and burn the city down. Like our blacks up in North, Mark, if they just wasn't so tired, they probably would have burnt the city down. But our blacks here didn't. So they're, but all they did, they shut down Interstate 55, which goes from way down south to Mississippi, I think, all the way to Highway 10 south, all the way north up to probably at least Chicago up that way. Well, anyway, Mark, I thought we'd talk about that a little bit, but you know, Mark, I'm going to shut up after I say this. The biggest pressing issue in the world is this war over here in the Ukraine. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. We're getting very close to a nuclear war. And secondly, the digital currency coming on with the Federal Reserve. And I hear the music. We're going to go to the break. We're going to go right back. As soon as we come back, we'll go right back to Mr. Mark Tomey, my brother with League of the South. Be right back, folks.
In our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. Thank you so much in case there's a difficulty. I know we're going to have difficulty getting our website back up so you can listen to the archives, but thank you so much for holding on, and please be patient with us if you're listening live. Spread it to your families and friends that it's probably going to be a couple of days before we can get our website back up, before you listen to the archives, and before I can even get back into my emails. Anyway, well, we got Mark Tomey on tonight. He's a high-up officer in the League of the South, one of our brothers. He's a real deal. And if you've been listening, I just talked about what went on in Memphis where this Tyreek Nichols was beat down. He later died in the hospital for these five black policemen to beat him, kicked him with steel-toed boots, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to go to Mark right now, go back to him, get his take on what do you think about all that, Mark?
Well, you know, the first thought off the top of my head when I heard about it was that, you know, thank goodness it wasn't five white police officers that did this. Otherwise, the good Negro citizens of Memphis probably would have tried to burn the town down. So, by the same token, though, I've seen a couple of news articles that have been written by folks from the left side of the political spectrum. And, you know, no surprise, they're still trying to spin this into, well, you know, this was caused by white supremacy kind of thing. One of the articles that I saw said, you know, these black officers, even though they're black, you know, they're exposed to this white supremacy, white racism kind of stuff all the time. And it can't help but rub off on them. So they become self-hating or self-loathing and that kind of thing. And you know, this is the reason why they would do this to one of their own and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's the typical Marxist drivel that these people put out to try to explain away this kind of behavior. But as far as the fellow they were trying to arrest, I watched it briefly on TV last night. And one of the things that stood out to me as they were describing what happened and they were showing the police video that had been released by the Memphis Police Department was they said that they pulled the guy over, they tried to subdue him, they tased him. He was able to resist being tased. Now, I've never been tased myself, but, you know, I have friends in law enforcement, and they go through training where they get tased and pepper sprayed. And from what they tell me, it's a pretty debilitating experience. So the fact that he could be tased and get up and run and be pepper sprayed and get up and run would indicate to me that he must have had some type of drug in his system that was helping him be somewhat immune to the effects of the tasing and the pepper spray. You know, I think if somebody sent 25,000 volts through me, I'd probably be laying on the ground quivering and you know, wetting my pants for 15 or 20 minutes. But this guy could get up and run away. So, you know, at the end of the day, the chances are very good that he was up to no good anyway. And, you know, as I've heard the black comedian Chris Rock say in one of his stand-up routines one time, he says, you know, if you don't want to get beat down by the police, quit breaking the law, and if they stop you, quit resisting arrest. All of the commentary you hear coming from the news media, nobody ever mentions the potential law breaking that was going on by this individual and the fact that he resisted arrest violently and forcefully. And that's the reason the cops had to use a certain amount of violence to try to subdue him. So, but that gets swept under the rug. It's always, you know, perpetrator innocent, good boy didn't do nothing, and cops are always bad and evil. And it's not to say that there aren't some cops out there that think they're Rambo and are looking for an opportunity to beat up on somebody first chance they get. But I don't think that's necessarily the case all the time, but that's the narrative that we get beat over the head with constantly. And so, you know, the result of this in some places, I've got a brother-in-law who lives in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. And for some time now, the city of Philadelphia has had a policy that the police are not allowed to enforce the law against black people up there. They can't pull them over for traffic violations. They can't stop them for suspicion of doing something that, you know, that they have probable cause to suspect that they're up to no good. They just have to let them do whatever they want to. And the crime rate up there, according to my brother-in-law, has just, not that it wasn't bad already, but it's gotten even worse now. So, you know, is that the answer, that we just, tie the law enforcement's hand behind their back and just let these people run wild with no resistance whatsoever? You know, I can't accept that as the answer either. So there's got to be a middle ground somewhere that we can agree on. But the way we're doing it right now is adding nothing but fuel to the fire. The criminal types in our society are seeing this kind of reaction, and they're saying, hey, they're giving us carte blanche. We can rape, we can steal, we can murder, we can burn places down, we can do whatever we want to, and the cops can't touch us, because if they do, we'll scream racism and white supremacy, and they'll let us go. And the cops will go to jail. So, you know, it's a, I wouldn't want to be in law enforcement nowadays, that's for sure.
You know what's funny, is before I go to answer some of your points, is I heard just today was in my truck coming home from my daughter's house. They're recruiting Memphis police officers. They're having a mass recruiting campaign, and I predict in the near future there will be, if there's any police left at all, it'll just be token force, maybe to come, you know, check the dead, to fill out papers and stuff like that. But you know,
why would anybody want to be a cop nowadays under the circumstances that you're hamstring with? I mean, you can get arrested and prosecuted and put in jail simply for doing your job.
And that's what happened. You're right.
Oh, I've got another young man who's a friend of mine who worked for the sheriff department up in Davidson County, Tennessee, you know, which is Nashville area. And he was just telling me the other day about the all of the diversity, equity, and inclusion training they have to go through all the time, you know, and what nonsense it is. You know, they're not giving them the kind of training they need to be an effective officer out on the street. They're trying to brainwash them with all of this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. So, I mean, it's, you know, as I've been saying for quite some time now, I've been using the phrase the America, and to almost the same extent, much of the rest of the world, or at least the Western world, has become an open air insane asylum, and the inmates are running it. And the problem is that there's only a few people like you and me and some other folks who are actually speaking out against it and trying to awaken people to the idea that this is insanity gone to seed, and there has to be some pushback against it. You know, we have, too many of our people have forgotten how powerful the word no is. You know, no, I'm not going to go to DEI training. No, I'm not going to take the vaccine. No, I'm not going to do whatever the crisis du jour is. You know, and if enough of us will finally gather the intestinal fortitude to say no to these evil SOBs, some of this stuff will go away. But as long as people are going to roll over and comply like good little lap dogs who want a belly rub, then they're going to keep doing it.
You know, that's true, and I'd like to pull forward, switch gears a little bit. I'd like to point out something. First of all, that man that they tried to arrest was, according to the police, they would originally chase him because of reckless driving. He did some stuff. I don't know how the hell he did. I don't know how he got up and ran after being tased and getting all that pepper spray, but he did. Here's something else too. Of the five people, the five police that were arrested, and they were indicted overnight at lightning speed. Not one of them, here's the thing, that one of them, Mark, has been indicted for first-degree murder. If you contrast that with the McMichaels in Georgia, who, you know, one of the men in McMichaels' case was just filming his name was Roddy. He was just filming the incident between the McMichaels and the black felon. And all he, along with the other two McMichaels, father and son, they were convicted of first-degree murder on two counts. Every one of them convicted of a hate crime. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the end game is, what they're trying. What they want to do is do away with the police force. I'll cover that when we come back, and we'll go right back to Mark. I'll get his take. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Attorney Ben Crump speaking out about the newly released police body cam video that shows Memphis officers beating Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop.
They are just trying to conspire to justify this unjustifiable brutal killing of this unarmed young black man.
Crump also taking issue with the other officers on the scene who did nothing to stop the beating or help Nichols. The release of the Tyree Nichols police video led to protests all across the country.
Hundreds assembled across New York City on Friday night, joining people across the country condemning police brutality. One of the large groups gathered at Times Square, where emotions were high.
Cops don't care when people die. Protect them, sir.
One protester jumped on a police vehicle and broke the windshield, ABC 7 reported. Another person was arrested for punching a police officer. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Los Angeles police are investigating an early morning shooting that left three people dead and four others injured. That shooting took place outside a party in Beverly Crest, which borders Beverly Hills. A motive for the shooting not yet known. Seven people are dead, three others injured after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. According to reports, a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and began shooting at worshipers attending Friday night services. Police say there are children among the dead. The gunman was killed at the scene. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is shooting down claims that Republicans will cut entitlements in their negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. In an interview, McCarthy said Republicans won't touch Medicare or Social Security. Earlier this week, McCarthy said he wanted to trim government spending unrelated to entitlement programs. House Republicans are demanding spending cuts as a price for lifting the debt ceiling. And the Powerball jackpot getting bigger. Nobody won Wednesday night's lottery drawing, so the jackpot for tonight's Powerball up to a whopping $572 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Dear Blood River Radio family, well, we have, like I said, just in case you're tuning in, we have Mark Tommy on for the League of the South. I should have said something about the League of the South, but before we go, we'll have to do that. Most of the people listening to this show know all there is to know just about the League of the South. I'm a member of the League of the South, ran as the League of the South, Gene's the League of the South, all the people come on Blood River Radio all the time, Dr. Hill's on all the time, he's the head honcho of the League of the South, so we'll talk about them a little bit in the end of the show, if I don't, my old brain didn't forget. But people, I'll say one more about this Memphis thing. We got to go into some other stuff. Here's the end game, and it's just not me talking. I've read this, and I believe it. The end game is to totally eliminate city police forces and to totally eliminate sheriff forces. They want to get rid of police. They want to get rid of the sheriff. They, being the New World Order crowd, the Jew World Order crowd, what they'll do, they want to bring in a federal / United Nations police force to police we the people, we the peons, we the slaves. So they're doing all they can to discredit police. And, you know, if these five cops, blacks, that beat that other little nigga to death, if they did it, and they probably are, you know, degenerates, et cetera, they look like hoodlums myself, but they put them there to, I mean, it's obvious if they did, why? To make the police look just totally like total criminals themselves. And so that's part of the game, to get rid of the police force. I know I'm repeating myself there, But and that's what's been done. And you, if you see, if you were looking at the movies last night, the videos last night, you could pick these Antifa types out of the crowd. They're well-dressed. They had these really nice signs. I saw several of the signs, and they were all in unison saying the same thing. We need total police overhaul. And I was seeing the scripted, the people were paired this morning on the news. We need to tear down the current police department. We need to get rid of it and build back new and better, so to speak. So that new and better is going to be a federal policeman, a United Nations policeman. They even have Chinese police in New York, I'm told, in some other cities. And once they get them, if you think police are bad now, wait till you get some guy from Seattle, Washington, from New York, from El Paso, Texas, that has no ties to Memphis. And you know what? If you think that's bad, wait till you get some guy from Cuba or from Red China carrying a baton and an Uzi on the street policing you. That's the end game, folks, to bring in the New World Order. Now, I'd like to shift and gear something else, something that's really a much greater importance than a bunch of Negroes rioting in Chicago and New York and Memphis. And that is the war in the Ukraine. And I see where the United States just sent in, like they were having this big debate, like they didn't know they were going to do it all along, Mark. They just sent in, I think, 30 of the United States, these M1 Abrams tanks, these frontline tanks, state-of-the-art tanks, along with tanks, these Leopard tanks from Germany. They just sent them into the Ukraine with all, God only knows what else. And you know what? The Jew World Order, make no mistake, the Jews, the United States is governed out of Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv runs New York. These international Jewry, they control the United States. You don't have to take my word for it.
Benjamin.
Yeah, him. And I've read it 100 times. Anyway, the Jewish prime minister, I don't see the little clip I've had on my wall here forever, but the head honcho in Israel said, you know, don't worry about the United States trying to call us down for anything because we own the United States, and the Americans know it. Well, what you see in the Ukraine, this is my take, and we'll go to Mark as soon as I'm through. The war in the Ukraine is being run by the Jews. It's being by the Jews in the United States and Israel. And because they've hated, listen, the Jews have hated the Russians for well over 100 years, because the Russians were some of the first people in the world that knew about the Jews. They kicked those Jews. They used to have pogroms to kick them out because they were parasites. They were parasiting on the Russian people. They parasited the Ukrainian people. They were everywhere they go, they're parasites. There are parasites in this country right here. And, you know, the Russians took over, Jews took over the Russia and the Ukraine. After the so-called Russian Revolution, which was not a Russian Revolution at all, it was a war carried on by Jews primarily from the United States, and that's what happened. And when the Jews loved Russia until the Russians under the head honcho of Russia right now. Vladimir Putin. They kicked, and when Putin came in to watch, he kicked most all these Jewish, international Jewish bankers out. You've heard me say, I'm not this smart guy, but this is what I've read and looked, and I believe. He kicked all the Jews out. These handful of Jews that took advantage of the situation when the Berlin Wall came down, when the communism was failing, when the Soviet Union failed, they bought up and controlled over 80% of all the Soviet Union's oil, their iron ore, of anything of value. So Putin kicked their sorry butts out. And plus one more thing, in Russia, they've had a mass evangelical, revival. They've built hundreds, if not thousands, of churches. Putin's a self-professing Christian, and the Russians, getting ready to be through, y'all. The Russians, all the high head honchos in Russia, have recently said, as a matter of the last few days, they are not going to have this degenerate lifestyle of the West rammed down their throat. They're not going to be teaching LGBT transsexual crap in their schools. They will not allow that. And they have also said, they've even said it, and I agree, that what we're facing, you're seeing a Russia, a Christian Russia, that is fighting an anti-Christ, a satanic-ruled West. The United States of America, ruled by a bunch of Satan-worshipping, Christ-hating Jews. People, you people that worship Israel and you worship Jews, if I'm talking to my Southern Baptist friends, Jews are not Christian. They hate Christ. They crucified Christ. They would do it again if he came back. So that's what we got. We have a war between Satan, which is represented by the United States and NATO, and the Christians, which is represented by Putin and Russia. What about that, Mark?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Eddie. You know, and of course, you know, we in the League of the South have been saying for almost 30 years now that the U.S. empire is the new evil empire, that the principles that it's founded upon, the actions and policies that it pursues are straight out of the pit of hell. And how can anybody want to be loyal and patriotic to that, especially anybody who professes the Christian faith? You know, how can you support a government that promotes sodomy in your kindergartens and your preschools by letting these drag queens come in and read to them, you know, who allow sodomites to quote unquote marry each other and adopt children, who have all these mentally ill people who, you know, men who think they're, who pretend they're women and women who pretend they're men in some of the higher echelon positions of the imperial administration. It's a joke, you know, but you got to give the devil his due, as the old saying goes, Eddie. The regime, the U.S. regime, and the Marxists who really own it and control it from behind the scenes have conducted a masterful propaganda and brainwashing campaign since Appomattox Courthouse. And they have convinced not only Southerners who should know better, but other people living in North America too, that this is the greatest country in the world. We got so much freedom, and you know, every time they run that red and white striped rag up the pole, everybody slaps their hand over their heart and sheds big old crocodile tears and just, oh, I can't. Ain't it, God bless us for living in such a free and wonderful country that we do. 5 minutes ago, they were cussing them up one side and down the other for all the evil, malevolent stuff they do. It's Pavlov's dog. You know, it's psychological conditioning on a mass scale, and it makes me so sick to see people continue to do this kind of stuff. You know, oh, how could they be so stupid? Well, let me tell you something, people. They're not stupid. These are some of the smartest people on the face of the earth. What they are is evil. And until you recognize them as evil instead of stupid, then you're always going to be confused and upset at the things they do. You know, stupidity is a random kind of thing. If they were merely stupid, then every once in a while, just by the laws of chance, they would do something good and beneficial. But everything they do sends us further into the pit of hell. And that indicates that there's a plan or a design behind it. And a plan and a design is indicative of intelligence, not stupidity. So these people are smart, and they know exactly what they're doing. And as long as you keep pledging allegiance to that damn flag and sending your kids to be sacrificed on the altar of the U.S. military to fight the Jews' wars for them all around the world, nothing's going to change.
Mark, we'll get right back to that after this last commercial. Be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Here, Blood River Radio family, God bless you. Like we said before, we don't do this just for you out there in our family. We do it first and foremost, as you know, charity starts in the home. We do it for our own family. I fight tooth and nail for my wife and my daughters and my precious grandchildren. My youngest grandchild is 28, and I went to see him just today, but he works day and night. My oldest daughter works two jobs. That's just the way it is here in the United States. But Mark was really hitting some great points, and I'd like to second it. I cannot stand that Jew flag. And listen, I don't like to play the veteran's card, but people, I can tell you flat out, I have paid the price in spades. Not because I want to. I was drafted. Everybody knows my history. I was drafted. I have two, not one, but I have two honorable discharges from the United States Army. Most everybody's mama knows I was a combat medic. And that, you know what? That wouldn't really make me give me any more rights to bitch than anybody else that's not a veteran. Because if you're a citizen here in these United States of America, you don't need to have a right. You need to have a duty to complain when things are wrong. And that flag, that piece of crap flag that flies over us that Mark was just talking about, it's a flag. That flag is the enemy of everybody in the United States of America. I was talking to, we have one of our best friends of this show is a lawyer in New Jersey. And we have several really good supporters. They listen to our show all the time from New York. We have some from Ohio. And I'm telling you flat out, I've met these people. They gave us, when I went and ran the marathon in New York, I'll get off this just a second. They took us, this good friend, great friend in Jersey. He rented this superb restaurant in Manhattan, just in the offer to honor me and my daughter, Robin, who takes me up there when I run the New York Marathon. And you're talking some hardcore. And I don't like to use the Nazi because I've been told that the past 6 or 8 months that it's considered a derogatory term. But I'm going to say it because I was talking to Sister Nancy. Everybody, we identify with the German World War II people as Nazis. So we're talking hardcore Nazis. Much more hardcore Southern in the spirit. Much more hardcore Nazi than anybody I've met here. Memphis has become into an effeminate LGBT hellhole. And so I'm saying this. These people in New Jersey, the people in Dalton, Georgia, the people in Alabama, white guys here in Memphis, Tennessee, we all have the same enemy. It's that minuscule number, that Sodom of the Potomac, run by these Satan-worshipping Gentiles and the Satan-worshipping Jews that have all the money. That's our common enemy, folks. We need to unite against that damn enemy. But that's absolutely true. And that same enemy is over here in the Ukraine right now, we're just talking about, trying to stir up war. They want to totally eliminate Russia. They want their land. They want their oil. They want, and they've even said it. They said it, Mark, recently. I don't remember who it was, but it's people in the United States. They said that we need to get rid of Russia. They need to get rid of the Russian people. The same thing they said about the Germans, World War II. Mark, go ahead.
Oh, and the same thing Sherman said about Southerners at the close of the war for Southern independence, too. You know, he wrote a letter to his wife where he said that the army should continue and exterminate every white Southerner. These are people who hate us and hate who we are, what we are, everything we love they hate, and everything they hate we love. And so, you know, it is, we're diametrical to one another, and but again, this all comes into the brainwashing and the propaganda and everything. You know, one of the things I pointed out in one of my speeches at one of the league conferences recently was, look, you know, they've done a masterful job of screwing up the meanings of words. So, you know, to properly understand what the United States is, you have to start with the basics. You have to define words, and I always like to go to the Oxford English Dictionary because it uses the definition of words in the English language that go back centuries rather than to last month, whatever the most popular phrase was. The Oxford English Dictionary defines a nation as a group of people who share a common ethnicity, a common religion, a common culture and history and religion, who occupy a particular territory. A country is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as a nation with its own government. Now, the United States of America is none of those things. Properly, technically, historically, legally speaking, all the United States of America is the federal government that was created by the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. The flag represents the Union, as it was always called prior to Appomattox Courthouse. Nobody ever called the U.S. a country until after Appomattox. It was always referred to as the Union. Your country was Virginia or Alabama or Arkansas or Tennessee, and your country just happened to be a signatory to this political contract called the Constitution. And so the United States and that red and white striped flag only symbolize the federal government. They don't symbolize a country. They don't symbolize a nation. They symbolize a system of government. And as you pointed out, Eddie, that system of government has become the mortal enemy of good, hardworking, God-fearing, just want to be left alone kind of people. And
that's for damn
sure. We've got to stop our allegiance to it. We've got to stop giving our obedience to it. We've got to separate ourselves from it, because let me tell you something, friends, they own and control the whole system. And that means the elections, and you're not going to vote your way out of this by trying to reform Washington, D.C. Voting Republican ain't going to get you anywhere. Just look at what the measly, mealy-mouthed SOBs are doing right now. You know, they won't even try to kick a Democrat off of a committee chair because they don't want to be seen as racist or hateful or something like that. Well, I mean, with friends like that, who needs enemies? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, folks, wake up. These people are not our friends. Need I remind all the good Southerners out there who are listening to me that it was the Republican Party who gathered an army and marched it into Dixie and burned and raped and pillaged and looted and took our republic and our freedom away from us, kept us under military occupation for 12 years until we would finally ratify their sorry 14th Amendment. You know, no, these people have never been the friends of the South, and they're never going to be the friends of the South. They've been crawfishing away from the South as hard as they can go for the last 20 years. Why do you vote for these people? Vote to secede from this sorry, godforsaken, evil Union. Then you can have a chance at peace and prosperity and all the things that come with being a God-fearing, liberty-loving people. But as long as you cling to that rag of a flag and the idea of the name USA on a map, you are screwed, folks. You are screwed, and you might as well quit pissing and moaning about it and just take what they give you, because it's coming. Now, you can either do that, or you can get on board with us, and you can try to divorce yourself from this and have a shot at some kind of peace and civilization again. Those are your choices. There are no other choices. That's what it boils down to. Now get your head out of your backside and get with the program.
You got it right. Yeah, absolutely right. Now, I wish I could remember that. I had it here. My office is a wreck. But people, our website won't be down forever. Mark, did you know, off the top of your head, do you know the address? I know it's over in Killen, Alabama, the League of the South. Do you know the post office box? I don't remember the post office box. Do you know? Do you remember?
It's P.O. Box 76.
Okay, P.O. Box 76. It's in Killen, Alabama. People, you can get it. It's easy to find. I wished I had my address here, but you do need the League of the South. Mark has told you everything Mark said. I'll double down. I could not agree more. I'll double down. That so-called government that we have on Solomon with Potomac, I mean, the only thing left to do, the only thing on this earth that they haven't done, and it's probably coming, is to start sacrificing, having human sacrifices, sacrificing children on the radio to Baal. They'll be sacrificing them to the devil. That's the only thing this country hasn't done. Solomon Potomac, they've done everything else. They're practicing sodomy in the schools. They're even gone further than Sodom and Gomorrah. They're actually changing their sexes. As far as I know, Sodom and Gomorrah didn't do that. They were just sodomizing each other and sacrificing their children to Baal. They didn't change their sexes. But that's where it's... And that's where it's at. And also, Mark said, these people are not stupid. They're not, because you know what? The devil is a friggin' genius. And these people, they get their intelligence supernaturally from Satan. And Satan has blinded these people to. It's blinded these people to make them think, oh, it's good if you want to change your sex. It's good if you want to sodomize some little boy. In other words, they're reprobates. A reprobate, anything that's bad, they say, oh, that's good. Anything that's good, they'll say that's anything that's bad. They'll say that's good. Anything that's good, they say that's bad. Listen, people, I'm gonna go back and kind of reiterate what I said a minute ago. This guy was trying to remember, Mark. Here's a talk that was given in Jerusalem on October 3rd, 2001. According to Israeli radio, KOLYISRAEL, Kol of Israel in Hebrew. Okay, it says on Wednesday, Simon Perez warned Ariel Sharon that refusing to heed the United States' request for a ceasefire would endanger Israeli interests and turn the United States against us. It says, a furious Sharon turned toward Perez and said, every time we do something, you tell me the Americans will do this and the Americans will do that. Well, let me tell you something very clearly. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control Israel, and the Americans know it. That's a quote right there. It really is. That's Simon Perez warning Ariel Sharon, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, Mark. That's who we are controlled by, and that's who that flag. They might as well run up a damn Star of David up there and put the so-called American rag under it, Mark. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, yeah, by all means. And see, this is another one of the ironies of the world, this insane world we live in. The international Jewish cabal, whether it's in entertainment or finance or government, openly brag about this kind of stuff, that they control the media, they control Hollywood, they control international finance, and that they control a lot of the governments around the world. They themselves openly brag about it. But you let somebody who's not Jewish, like Mel Gibson, simply repeat the things that they brag about to say that, oh, well, the Jews run Hollywood. Well, you know, they destroy his life over it, you know.
Yes, they absolutely did.
False front that, oh, no, we don't run Hollywood. We don't run Hollywood. But yet they openly, publicly brag about it. So, it's not anti-Semitism. It's just simply stating facts that they themselves admit.
That's right. It's anti-Semitism if we quote them. Well, Mark,
exactly.
Believe it or not, we've run completely out of time. Hey, I can't wait to get you back on. You and I are joining at the brain and joining at the heart as we are with Dr. Hill and Rand and Gene and Mike Tubbs. But we'll get you on back on real soon if you'd like to come on, Mark. God bless you. And I'll send you that contact info where you can donate to Blood River. And we will sure appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much.
Is because, you bet, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy. Well, people, you heard it. We just had the fire brimstone smart engineer, Mark Tomeo. Now we're going to transition to the second hour. We're going to bring Sister Nancy and Sister Monica on. So hold on to your seats, people.